Hi, everyone. We are in the book of James, looking at James chapter 3. We're going to read from verses 1 to 12. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits in the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire! And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed, and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. So this passage, there is no mystery to this passage at all. It is very simply a warning to be careful with our words. And James's emphasis in this passage is on the power and the potential, especially the potential for evil of our words. In verse 4, he talks about like large ships being directed by a really small rudder, right? He's like setting this example, right? A large thing set by direction is decided by something small. A great forest, in verse 5, set ablaze by just a small fire. He calls the tongue like a restless evil, deadly poison, and it sets on fire the entire course of your life. And I like what he says in verse 11 here. All kinds of animals can be tamed, but no one can tame their tongue. It is this power, this potential for evil, for destruction, and it's rough, right? It's hard. And if we think about this just a little bit, it's not hard to agree with James at all. You know, we have that line that is told to children. Now, I don't know if many people say it now, but you know, it's sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. This is one of the biggest lies ever told to children. There's a lot of lies that are told to children. This is one of the biggest ones. Because if you think about it, if you could pick something, you might prefer the sticks and the stones. Because you can heal from broken bones in a relatively straightforward way. Now it hurts, right? You take some, you know, you have to get a cast and rehab and PT, all that kind of stuff. But that's like, who knows how long of a process, right? Let's say it's a year. But so many people have been cut down. They've been made to feel small, stupid, ugly, inadequate, whatever, by words. Because nothing hurts or cuts deeper than words, the words that someone has said to us, right? And maybe some of us remember things that people have said to us that stick to us now. Maybe it was years ago. Maybe it was decades ago even. Maybe those people have no memory of it, but we can't shake it still. If you had to choose between trauma from words or a broken bone, you probably prefer the broken bone. And this is what James is getting at, right? There's such power from just a few like sounds that come out of someone's mouth. And to be clear, James' emphasis here isn't on what people have said to us, but it's what we have said. I mean, this is where we have to look at ourselves and be accountable as well, right? How many times have we said things that got us into trouble, got us into conflict or strife? How many times have we said something that we immediately regretted? We've caused pain and hurt with our own words. And James tells us that this cannot be so. In verse 10 here, he says, from the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, ancestors, these things ought not to be so. It can't be like this. That's why he gives these examples of like a spring, right? You can't have salt water and fresh water come out of the same opening. No. Can't be like that. It should not be so with us. And so this is what James is getting, is that we must tame our tongues. Now, to be clear here, I've said this a few times in James, but this is a transformation that cannot just happen outside in. That can help. Right? It's good, and I'll talk about that in a second, right? It's helpful for us to like have applications and to like try to not say stupid things or hurtful things. But at the core of it, it's our own hearts. That's why this idea of a spring, right? A salt water spring will only spill, like pour out salt water. A fresh water spring would only have fresh water. You can't have both. It's the heart, it's the root, it's the base of that spring that determines what comes out of it. And Jesus points to this in Matthew 12 when he talks about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He's saying it's like, whatever you say, it's coming out of what's in your heart. What we ultimately need is we need to be transformed by Jesus Christ. Our hearts need to be changed first. Our hearts need to be transformed. And in our hearts, we need to see people in the likeness of God, as James says, with the image of God. And before we say the words we want to say, our hearts need to pause and stop and say, hey, this is someone that Jesus loves. This is someone who Jesus cares about. This is someone I need to bless with my words as well. It starts there. Now, of course, outside-in stuff can happen, right? As we learn to watch our words, it helps us check on our hearts. Like, oh, wow, I have a lot of anger towards this person, or judgment, or discrimination, or even racism towards certain people. Those are things we need to wrestle with, right? As we work outside-in, sometimes it helps us to recognize certain things. And so it's important to really watch what we have to say. But I think it's important to also not just be defensive here. Maybe instead of just watching what we say and making sure we don't say stupid stuff, we at the same time, we also should be striving to bless people with our words. Focused mostly on the negative in this devotional about our words, but there are some words, at least from that myself, that have been spoken to me, that have stuck with me, that have just encouraged me. Right? Words of affirmation, words of like just approval and love and joy and just delighting. And those are good things. Those are from Jesus, I think. Maybe we can look out today, this week, look out for people and think, hey, maybe this is someone I can bless with my words. Maybe I can say something that will bless them. Maybe I can preach the good news to them. Maybe I can just encourage them and tell them that they're loved. Because those things have power as well. It's not just the tongue is the words. Our words are not just a source or potential for evil, but there's potential for good. And Jesus wants to say these words to us. So like, my beloved children, right? With you I'm well pleased, right? Well done, good and faithful servant. These are words that we want to hear. Let's pray that as we understand them, as we hear them from Jesus, that we can reflect them and bless others with our words as well. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we surrender our hearts and our tongues to you. We confess that we've struggled many times to be a blessing to others, but we also want to strive to do it, Lord. Help us to repent of the things that are holding us back, repent of the things in our hearts, and we pray for transformation of our hearts. But at the same time, Lord, use us. Use our hearts and use our mouths, our tongues, to be a blessing to the people around us, to coworkers, roommates, family members, whomever. May we be a blessing as you have blessed us with your words. We thank you, Jesus. Use us this day. In your name we pray.